ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طووا وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بماضي أن الخيب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him to take an oath by something, this shows the importance of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you something, فهو كما قال. It is how Allah said it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need to prove anything to you. Does Allah need to prove? When somebody swears normally when they're speaking, it is because they need to prove their position and their point. If the people are going to believe what I say, I shouldn't need to take an oath by anything. But if I'm going to swear and take an oath and make myself clear, it is because perhaps the people won't accept what I have to say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying this because we won't believe him, but Allah jalla wa ala is saying this to give importance to this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swears in the Quran by the things that not only have importance, but mankind are negligent towards. Allah jalla wa ala in the Quran, a surah that you have all memorized, he swears by time. Wal asri. And the Mufassirin say, "Ay was zamani," by time. It's not Salatul Asr. Like, Wal Fajr here is not Salatul Fajr as well. It is a time period. Wal Asri, Ay was zamani. Allah is swearing by time. Why? Not only is it important, but we are negligent of it. We waste our time, a lot of us. We're killing time. What motive should we do today? Where should we go? Let's go here. Let's go there. What have you done? You haven't done anything. So because you are wasting your time, and you are the ummah that has the shortest lifespan. You know that, right? The umam as-sabiqa, they had very long lifespans. We have the shortest lifespan. So you have a short lifespan as it is, and you are wasting it. So Allah Jalla wa Ala, he swears by it. And like that, he swears by other things in the Quran as well.